This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Kyrie 3, book it. Nice rainbow triple by Kyrie Irving.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Want to talk about Kyrie Irving to start off here. Plus, little note on the Mavs, and then hopefully we will get to move to the random sports report. Now, I know a lot of people have gotten concerned about this statement. I don't know. It hasn't bothered me quite as much, but I understand why some folks were worried about it. On his live stream, Kyrie was asked about being back for the playoffs and helping this Mavericks team out and everything like that. And he said, quote, "Don't hold your breath on that. It doesn't mean that I won't be back. It's just I don't want to make any predictions on when I'm going to go be back. I want to make sure I'm back at 150,000%, I do believe, better. So I'm taking my time right now to get healthy. I'm taking my time to really get my body right, other portions of my body right, and really enjoy the recovery process." And so you saw definitely some headlines that said Kyrie says he won't be ready for the playoffs or he's not going to play this season, which I think is somewhat of a misinterpretation of what he was saying. But my general question to start off with this, guys, is are you worried about Kyrie, since it feels like a decent amount is pinned on his return this next season?
And you say decent amount pinned on his return. I think all of us are feeling playoff wise, right?
Sure.
Like, because I don't expect anything out of him during the regular season. Maybe a ramp up late in the season if he's healthy enough. But when he said this, it just sounds like him being realistic to me.
Sure.
And a lot of times, hell, let's put the Rangers in this discussion, although I know I've had some problems with baseball talk this morning.
I believe in you.
The Rangers, what do we hear about Mally initially? It could be a couple days.
Yeah.
It might be a little bit longer than that.
And
it's
going to
be a couple more weeks.
Now it's 2 months.
Yeah. And we frequently get that from an organization.
Sure.
In that they want to keep you holding on as long as possible.
Right.
Please put the injection into your elbow and let it stay there as long as you can. Kyrie's just being realistic about, look, something could happen. I don't want to say this and y'all go, you told me that y'all were going to, that it was going to happen this
yeah.
way. So
yeah.
He's just being realistic. And honestly, at his age, isn't that another factor that you have to take in, that it's just going to take longer to recover?
Absolutely.
And in order to do it at your age, at that time, you need to do it right. You can't shortcut anything. You got to make sure everything's done right so that you can be 150,000%.
Right.
That's a tall task to ask.
Now, so not just in sports, but in life in general, I feel like we all at times hear the potential for a best case scenario and then start planning around that. I know I'm guilty of that all of the time. But obviously in sports, you want to plan around your worst case scenario. All right. So worst case scenario, Kyrie's not even back and ready for the playoffs. How do you plan going ahead with the Mavericks? But I can also tell you, as soon as I heard, hey, they think maybe he could be ready by January, I was already like, all right, if he's going to miss this number of games, if he can hold up at this record, then you can clearly make a push, still be top three seed, even though we just saw a couple of years ago.
Can they do any
ago.
Of that without him? I think they can be a good team without him.
Okay.
But to beat great teams, he is a piece you have to have, because I don't think anybody else on this team has proven
sure
that whenever the fourth quarter comes around, I need 25 points. I need 15 points. A lot.
Yeah. give me 15.
I think Kyrie can give me 25.
I
need something big to happen. And whenever they make a big run, I need somebody to answer back. And he's the only guy on this team I know can.
Okay. So let me ask you guys this then. I want both of y'all's predictions. Kyrie will be back whenever he will be back. What do you think Vegas has as their early number on the Mavs number of wins next year? So maybe Kyrie's back in January. Maybe it's March.
Not knowing when he'll be back.
Maybe he's not back.
What number they have for him for the Mavericks? 35?
Okay.
38?
You want
38.
All right. Alec?
I'll go 36.
Okay. But just think about that answer, and I'll tell you the actual number in just 1 second. But just think about that. So both of you guys, with the same level of uncertainty, you have the Mavericks finishing below 500. That is not going to put them in the playoffs.
No.
Vegas has it at 39.5. Now, part of the reason is last year they finished at 39 wins. I'm sure that doesn't hurt. But Vegas also has them theoretically at 39.5 and 42.5. And so the key is, you said it, Corey, you said it, Alec, and Vegas says it right now. With the uncertainty of Kyrie, we have this as an under 500 basketball team.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not going out on a limb by saying, like, I don't think you can beat the great teams. Like, you're right.
Yeah.
And people agree.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness, like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972 Go Men's Tea today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's mensteaclinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 40% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your DSW store is on sale right now. Sneakers, sandals, any style. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 40% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Agree with you.
Yeah.
And so you go back to, and I know we got Cooper Flagg, and I'm super excited about that, but you go back to Nico Harrison saying in the presser with getting Cooper Flagg and stuff, now you guys see the vision. Okay, I'm here for it, and I hope the Mavericks do way better. But the vision for other people of this team without Kyrie is sub 500.
Right. And obviously the vision initially was built with Kyrie.
For sure.
Because he was healthy whenever all these things went down. I'm sure Vegas too is in a place where they're like, we have no clue how to handle the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Because they could just up and trade most of their team out of nowhere. How would we even know? Like, we would be caught off guard. They don't trust the Mavericks right now. And nobody really should, honestly, until the Mavericks prove that they can be trusted.
Well, I mean, like, so this is going to sound weird. Stick with me for just 1 second. So at one point, it looked like we were going to have Cooper Flagg on the show today. One of the things I was fascinated by is he watched a lot of DVDs of the 85-86 Celtics season. He's from the Northeast. He's a Celtics fan. I get all of that. One of the reasons that team was so badass is Bill Walton was like totally healthy that season. And as a reserve big, he was just unbelievable, helping them out in the regular season, helping them out defensively with blocks in the playoffs and everything like that. And so, like, that's where my mind starts to wander if I'm like, what if Anthony Davis really was, like, pretty healthy? And I know the counter argument is like, oh, when's that going to happen? I hear you. But, like, that's why I brought up Bill Walton. Because nobody was like, oh, Bill Walton's. And look, the next 2 years, guess what? He didn't really play a whole lot. And so, like, that's where my mind starts to wander.
He's that great of a player, huh?
Is, oh, look, think about it. 10 years earlier, he was the MVP of the actual league. And then he just like had all kinds of injury problems. But when he came back, boom, 85-86 Celtics, one of the greatest teams of all time.
So he's like DeGrom.
He was, yes. Actually, kind of.
He's the best whenever he's healthy.
Yes. But there were stretches, which has led to some of our topics this week that we're going to have a little bit of fun with. But my mind starts to run away with me when I'm like, what if Anthony Davis is healthy? What if Derek Lively has started to like fill out as a full-grown man and basketball player and he stays healthy and you're going to bring back, obviously, Gafford. But if you're going to do that, then you have to look at the other side and say, all right, let's take Kyrie at face value. He's going to be cautious with his return, especially given his age and the fact that he already has a longer-term deal with the Mavericks, and you don't see him this year. And Anthony Davis does miss the time you're used to, and Derek Lively does miss the time that you're used to, and Cooper Flagg is just a regular rookie. Even as a rookie of the year, he might just be a regular rookie who like has his crazy ups and downs. And then I see that Vegas number, and I'm like, I get it, you know, yeah. Which I kind of hate.
It's kind of like the expectation for the Rangers.
Yeah.
You're like, dude, if they can hit like they did in 2023, we're back. Except for that one stretch late in the season where they weren't any good and they look like what they are right now.
Sure.
But then they went in the World Series and were amazing. Like, I that's who is going to be the point guard that gives you those buckets. That you're like, we're trying to find points on this team right now, Kevin. For sure. Anthony Davis can score 42 on a night.
Look, they didn't bring in D'Angelo Russell because of his defensive savvy.
Yeah, so we're trying to find points for this team, and is Russell going to be a guy that can run the point guard position the way Jason Kidd wants him to run it, and be, or is he going to be like, nah, it's D'Angelo time, man. It's time for me to shine. I'm scoring 30 today. So that's the kind of concern. And will other people get opportunities, and will Brandon Williams play better than expected?
Look, man, Brandon Williams played way better than expected last year, and if he continues an upward trajectory, then that's going to change some of your conversations.
Hopefully
positively.
So. Yeah, that's
positively.
My hope. That is my hope for sure, that all the talent they have with their size right now is the factor that is the difference maker for the season until Kyrie gets back.
Yeah.
Their size right now is their advantage.
For sure.
Jason Kidd lit up whenever I brought that up. Like, you could see on his face, he was like, no, this is it's a big man sport. We have the biggest mans on the court. So let's go out there and utilize that to our best advantage. But that's going to help you defensively. Your length is going to help you defensively. And it should help you offensively and offensive rebound-wise. But you have to have a skill. And Kyrie definitely has that.
From the 972, planning on the Mavs to be in the lottery again this year. They're fine with this. 2026 is the year. And I get that. It's hard to ever concede a season before it begins. Like, isn't that part of being a front office or a fan or whatever? Is you do whatever mental gymnastics it takes at times to convince yourself or convince the fan base that, like, no, man, we got something this year.
There's always like, no, this is going to be different. And you don't. So nobody else out there understands it either.
Yeah.
Like I do.
Yeah. And from the 2-4, why did we re-sign Kyrie? Look, Nico told me, now I see the vision that he definitely had this plan. I'm telling you.
Fortune favors the bold.
I think that's as close. That's those two statements, I think, are as close as you're ever going to get to him admitting that this whole thing was a prepackaged deal, including Cooper Flagg. That's as close as you're ever going to get if you believe that, which obviously I do. But for bringing back Kyrie, Nico told us when we had him on that everything in the offseason revolved around getting Kyrie back. And when he opted out and then signed the longer-term deal, he took less money this year, which facilitated your ability to bring in somebody like D'Angelo Russell.
How much would it rock your world if you found out the saying was fortune favors the bold?
Oh,
like,
man.
Would that change everything for you? And you're like, I shouldn't be bold because I always thought it was bold, but now it's bold.
Yeah. No, there are multiple examples when people, like I always say, chomping at the bit. And
yes.
Then somebody's like, it's actually champing at the bit. And I was like, shut up, you moron. And then you look into it and you're like, but you're really talking in the mirror to yourself because that person was right all along. There are a couple of different phrases like that you're like, what's that now?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've vastly misunderstood what this phrase is. You know what? Maybe we can get into some of those phrases, but...
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit mensteaclinic.com. That's MensTeaClinic.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.